All right, friends. Thank you so much for coming to our story time session with Laura Vaccaro Seeger. She's here today to read us some of her books that she has created. And down here we have a whole collection of her hard work up front. So scooch on up so you can see. If you need to move a little closer, come on up and check it out. And after the presentation, Laura will be signing books at the table right outside of the children's room. There are books for sale from the New England Mobile Book Fair. Thank you all so much. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. I thought I would read to you from a new book that I just made. It's called I Used to Be Afraid, but I have a question for you guys. So raise your hand if you're an artist. Who's an artist? Oh, we have a lot of artists here. Are you an artist? I've seen some things you've drawn on, like cars and on yourself, pictures. Raise your hand if you think you want to be a writer someday or if you already are a writer. So I have a lot of authors here, basically. So I'm an artist and a writer, and I've written and drawn all the painted, I guess you should say, all the pictures for all these books. And this is the very newest one. Let's see if we can move this back a little so you guys can see better. Can you just push that back? I feel like I have someone behind there. And this is the very newest one. It's called I Used to Be Afraid. Now, this book is about looking at things in a whole different way than you're used to looking at them. Like, can you think of something that's really, really scary? Somebody tell me a scary thing. What? Dinosaur. Okay, so can you think of a way of looking at the dinosaur so it's not so scary anymore? Like, what if it was a dinosaur on a cartoon? Would it be scary still? Not so much, because it can't hurt you. Actually, I don't think you'd ever see a real dinosaur, would you? So that's what this book is about. It's about changing the way you look at things so that they're not so scary anymore. Should we read it? Okay. It's called I Used to Be Afraid. I'll show you some little secret things, too. See her eyes? And then underneath this, her eyes are looking the other way because she's such a scaredy cat. She's going like this. Like that. Okay. Maybe I should sit down. Alrighty. The book is called I Used to Be Afraid. See, she's behind the... We should give her a name. She doesn't really have a name, but what should her name be? How about... we'll call her Laura. That's my name. We'll call her Laura? Okay. So Laura's hiding behind the chair. You see that? Is anybody named Laura here besides me? No? Okay. I used to be afraid of spiders. See that spider? Ooh, she's so scared. Now, she's going to change the way she looks at that spider so it's not so scary anymore. Watch this spider. See, it's a hole in the page? So that very same spider is going to become not so scary anymore. Because why? Because she noticed, what did it do? Did you ever stare at a web? It's like unbelievable. Like, I think a spider is like the most amazing artist on earth. So she decided that the spider's not so scary anymore. So she used to be afraid of spiders, but not anymore. Let's do another one. I used to be afraid of shadows. See the shadow? It almost looks like a monster, right? But watch this. The exact same shadow is going to turn over and not be so scary anymore. What is it now?
Hi.
She's making a shadow puppet with it, right? Can everybody see that? Not so scary anymore. I used to be afraid of the dark. Ooh. And now the hole in the page is even invisible here, but she turns it, and what does it become?
Nighttime.
It becomes nighttime, and the moon, and the stars, and the dark is not so scary anymore. I used to be afraid of making a mistake. And you see, what's the mistake? Anybody know? Yeah, and the S is backwards. She drew the S backwards. And then what she does, see that S is the hole in the page? And what she does is she practices and practices until she gets it right. But not anymore. She's not afraid of making a mistake anymore because she knows that if she just keeps practicing, it's not going to be so bad. I used to be afraid of change. What's happening in this picture?
She's sad.
She's sad because why? Because she's moving? Her family's moving away. She's so sad. She doesn't want to change her whole life, right? But watch this. Watch that box turn into... Where is she now? In her new room, right? And getting through the window, you can see the moving truck going away. And maybe those kids outside are going to become her new friends, right? So, but not anymore. She's not afraid of change anymore. I used to be afraid of... Looks like she did make friends with all those kids, right? What do you think she's afraid of? Watch this. Being alone. All of her friends are going to camp and she's not going. She's afraid of being alone and she looks very...
Sad.
Very sad. But not anymore. Why not anymore? What's a great thing you can do when you're alone? You can read books. You love reading books? Me too. I used to be afraid of my big brother. Look at this big brother. Look at him. And she says, and I still am. Because sometimes you're afraid of stuff and you just still are, right? And then she says, sometimes. And now she's going to sneak up on him, right? But they're still good friends. Well, they're not friends. They're brother. Well, they are friends. They're brother and sister. Did you like that?
Yay!
We have... Oh, thanks. I knocked out all my books. We have later on... did you guys get posters? Did you get these? Well, I think you'll get them out over there, but there should be one for all of you. And if you bring them to me later when I'm at that table out there, I'll sign them for you. You're going to get one later. Yeah? Okay. Who wants another book? Alrighty, let's read. You want to hear another book with holes in the pages? Do you like the holes in the pages? Okay, how about this one? Are lemons red?
No.
Oh, here's another. When I make books, when you guys, I don't know if you've made any books yet. Have you guys made books yet? Anybody? You've made books? So the great thing about making books is you have so many surfaces to put stuff on, right? You have the cover, you have in here, you have here. Like I've seen sometimes people make books and they just use this side and not this side. But you could use every single bit. And what I do is I even use underneath this paper jacket. It's called a jacket. I guess it's to keep the book warm. So you see, so what I did was lemons are not red, but under here is all things that are red. Let's see what is red. We have a heart. What else is red? Apple, cherries, lips, a ladybug. Let's read this book. Lemons are not red. Lemons are not red. What color are lemons?
Yellow.
Lemons are?
Yellow.
And apples are?
Red.
Right. All right. Let's see if you know this one. Carrots are not purple. What color are they?
Orange.
That's right. Carrots are orange. And eggplants are purple. Let's see what happens next. Flamingos are not gray.
They're pink.
And what is gray?
Elephants.
Flamingos are pink. Elephants are gray. Reindeer are not white. What color are reindeer?
Brown.
Let's make him magically turn brown. Reindeer are brown and snowmen are
white.
Grass is not blue. What color is grass?
Green.
Grass is green. It's going to magically turn green. There it goes. And the sky is blue. Let's see. That looks like a comfy pillow. The moon is not black, right? The moon is actually silver in this book anyway, and the night is black. And now I want to show you a little secret. You see this window? You see the people in the window? You have to look closely. You can see maybe even later, but those are not even people. They are just part of the tree. And good night. Did you like that?
Yeah.
How am I doing for time? How about, do you want me to read one more book?
Yay!
Okay, and then we'll have questions. Maybe somebody has questions. Which book should I read? Let me give you a choice. Would you rather hear, Bully or Dog and Bear?
Bully.
All right, wait. Raise your hand for Bully.
Dog and Bear.
Raise your hand for Dog and Bear.
Dog.
Oh, Dog and Bear won. Okay. All righty. This actually has three stories in one book. The first story is called Bear in the Chair. And for anybody who doesn't know Dog and Bear, this is about a dog and a stuffed bear. And there's lots of Dog and Bear books, so you can read more in the library later. Is that you, Bear? Yes, Dog. It's a beautiful day, said Dog. Come outside with me. I can't get down, said Bear. Just jump. But I'm scared. That's another fear book, I guess. Not to worry, Bear. I will help you. Come closer. You can slide down my back. Now, what kind of dog is Dog? Does anybody know? A hot dog dog. And they have long bodies, so he's going to use his long body so Bear can slide down his back. You can do it, said Dog. Bear was more frightened than ever. Dog said, take one step, one little tiny step. Now, take one more. With each step, Bear became braver. Finally, Bear reached Dog. Whee! That was fun! Good, now we can go out, said Dog. Where's your scarf? Now look, where's his scarf? It's on the chair, and Dog says, uh-oh, said Bear, and Dog says, maybe we should just stay inside. Okay, the other stories you could read later. I think I've run out of time because I want to have question time. Does anybody have a question? Who has a question? Yes.
When Bear was afraid to go down, he was afraid to get back up because it was too high.
Yeah, he was saying, what's your name?
Noah.
Noah said when Bear was afraid to get down and he left his scarf up there, then he was afraid to go back up, and it was so high. You know what? That raises an interesting point. When I make books, I love to start the story in the middle. Like, we don't know how he got up there in the first place, right? And also kind of end it in the middle. Like, now we don't know what they're going to do to get the scarf down. So, what do we have left? Oh, we do?
Anyone needs?
Yeah, we could use the mic.
Yeah,
okay. All right, you guys. Anybody else have a question? If you have a question, you can speak into the microphone. What's your question?
What?
Did you forget? Anybody have a question? All right. Should we read another book or should we have questions? Read another book? All right. Let's see. How about, which one should I read? First the egg?
Yeah.
Okay. First the egg it is. All right. Here's First the Egg, you guys. This is another book with holes in the pages, so you can predict. First the egg, then the chicken. Now you guys help me, okay? First the tadpole, then what? The frog. First, the seed, then what?
The plant.
This plant or the flower. First, the caterpillar, then what?
The butterfly.
The butterfly. You see the caterpillar turns into the chrysalis and then into the butterfly. First, the word, then what? And the sentence and the story. And once upon a time, there was an egg and a chicken and a tadpole and a frog and a seed and a flower and a caterpillar and a butterfly. And first, the paint, then what? The picture. And first the chicken, then what?
And then the egg.
And the egg. Did you like that one? You guys were such an awesome audience. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming. You are a wonderful audience. Laura will be out at the signing table right outside the children's room. Her book, Lemons Are Not Red, and I Used to Be Afraid, are on sale out front. And there are some posters out there as well for you. So please head on out and check it out. Thank you so much for coming.